It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm not Lisa. Someday we'll change the intro and I'll actually get my own
name. We're working on it.
Slow but sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I am Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kirk.
What's your last name, Jamie? You never say
Jamie,
it.
Is it important? You change it every time. Sometimes he introduces me as Jamie Maynard, which is even weirder and creepier.
Yeah, it's a throuple.
It's not a throuple. So I'm Jamie Napolsky, and we're in the studio today with two fantastic guests from 907
Vacation Rentals.
Awesome. So we have, you want to introduce yourselves or you want to introduce them?
Sure, we can let them introduce themselves.
I am Melissa Richardson, one of the co-owners and co-founders of 907 Vacation Rentals.
And I'm Kyle Allison, the other co-owner with Melissa here.
Cohart. So real quickly, we like to do some fun facts in the beginning. So a couple, you guys watched the House Bill 1, the Big Beautiful Act got passed yesterday. There's a lot of stuff in there. It's like 960 pages, but it passed in a 50-50 vote. Well, it was 50-50. Murkowski finally came over to the Republican side after being behind closed doors with the GOP leaders. And I think she carved some stuff out for Alaska for, I think, some healthcare stuff for Alaska and got her way there. But it did come down to the vice president's vote to flip it. So now it's in the House. But there's a lot of stuff for Alaska in there. There's a lot of stuff for the gas project. There's some guarantees of loans for the leases, but there's a lot of stuff in there. So that was one of the pieces of the puzzle to, and I think will help in the FID that's coming up in December. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Another fun fact I was reading on short-term rentals. You know, there's been a lot of scrutiny for short-term rentals in different communities. They're worried about, you know, affordable housing and not enough houses on the market. The borough assembly passed a $40,000 expenditure along with, I think, the planning department, $30,000. So I think they're getting some software so they can start tracking short-term rentals.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that people are doing that, but it's a fact of life. So I think people are just concerned that short-term rentals are just eating into everything, which I think is, for me, I think it's a joke. So, but tell us what you guys are seeing out there. Melissa, we were talking off the air that whole country, the Airbnbs have kind of slowed down a little bit, or short-term rentals have slowed down a little bit. Have you guys seen a little bit in Fairbanks?
We definitely have. It's a little bit slower. I would say this time last year, we were about 100% occupied at every property. And we're still, you know, pretty good. Most properties are pretty occupied, but you still see some, you know, time, some spaces in between there. So it's definitely slowed down. And I'm hearing that from other property managers and personal Airbnb renters and owners out there, that same thing nationwide. It's just kind of a slowdown period.
And do you guys see the price range difference? Do you guys see different demands, lower versus high versus middle?
Yeah, definitely. I know we've had some homeowners that have been, you know, very stern or strict about, you know, their pricing, and we've seen them finally, you know, soften and allow for us to drop pricing. We've had a great phone call with Airbnb Consulting, and they've told us, you know, hey, pricing needs to come down a little bit on some of these properties. So not only are we doing our own research and you know, living and breathing with, you know, the market here currently, we're also reaching out to Airbnb and getting feedback from them also.
That's awesome. I was trying to look at some analytics this morning, but I was too cheap and didn't want to pay for them. So they gave me a little bit for Alaska, a little bit for Fairbanks, but it wasn't a lot. So I'm glad you guys are paying attention to that. That's awesome. I know I'm selling a triplex right now, and that same owner owns another triplex. But, man, that dude was booked and been booking, I think, between the two. And that, I think, you know, he's well into six figures on the six units grossing. And I thought, so he's not really seen a slowdown, but I know what's happening out there. And so what else is going on, Kyle?
Oh, definitely. If you're aggressive and you want to just have the foot traffic and keep occupants high rate, you know, you are softening your numbers, and you always play around, go up or down. But if you're someone who just wants to have that set number, then you're probably going to deal with, you know, gaps or, you know, open bookings in your calendar, which is fine too if that's why you want to preserve your property. But if some people, like you're mentioning, are seeing a high occupancy, it's because they probably soften their pricing.
Well, let's start over just a little bit. So for those of us just joining or just for those just joining our show, tell us a little bit about what you guys offer.
So we offer full service. So
okay.
Basically we do a consultation of your property, make sure it's a right fit for everybody involved. And from the standpoint of once we have a signed contract, basically the homeowner or the investor would give us the keys and we get the property ready. Melissa does a great job in putting her decorative touch on everything. I know we are exclusively white linen everything now. So
really?
It makes it look, you know, very appealing. It gives that hotel vibe to everybody. But yeah, full service, whatever you need done, we take care of the cleaners, the mowing, the snow plowing, whatever it is, from basically the first initial booking through that 5-star review, and that's what we're looking for.
Okay, so I have a piece of property. I want to make it into an Airbnb, but I do not want the responsibility. I have a consultation with you guys, and then you tell me whether or not we're in a good area, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so basically we'd have a short phone call, about 30, 45 minutes. And then if talks progress from there, then we'd set up an on-site, you know, walk around, come out, look at the property, go over some hypothetical numbers, how okay. many we're going to occupy in this property, give you, you know, a rough estimate of what you're going to be putting in with linens and furniture and getting everything, dishware, that type of stuff. And then also getting pictures scheduled and just kind of continually getting that ball rolling until right before we're ready to list it.
And are you, Melissa, are you ordering all of that stuff for the client?
I prefer to. Sometimes okay. the owners want to yeah. do it themselves. Okay. So we give the option, but and we do have a list that we send the owners as well. Like, this is what we expect. These are the actual linens we want to use, that type of thing. We just want to make sure that if you go into one of 907 properties, any one of them, you know what to expect and you know yeah. what you're going to get, and it's going to be the same. So that's kind of what we're shooting for and try to keep with. And kind of writing back on your question there and how Kyle answered, I mean, we are full service. You hand us the keys and we do everything. Okay. So you can, a homeowner can have as little or as much involvement as they want, but we are full service. There's no, you know, a la carte type deals with us. We do everything from making sure the taxes are paid, the bed taxes are paid.
Wow. Nice.
You know, we collect those obviously from the guests, but we make sure they're paid to the borough, to the city, wherever your property is located. We take care of any maintenance. You know, we have a runner that goes around to every property and just makes sure everything is stocked up. So the toilet paper, the paper towels, all that is in supply. The cleaners never run out of those items. Our runner, also a guest, could call and say, hey, maybe they need this that wasn't at the house. Our runner will go grab that. So we are 100% full service. We also have a lot of awesome platforms that we have connected with that just, you know, really make the bookings shoot up a little bit more than I think someone who's managing it themselves would get. We have some awesome platforms that connect to our keyless systems. So guests are constantly getting new codes every time they come in. So, I mean, we take it to that extra mile.
That's really, really important because in real estate, like, I joined homes.com and it's the number two now website at Zillow, homes.com, and then it's realtor.com. And it's just getting exposure for my sellers, and more exposure means, you know, you're getting out there and you're going to command a higher price. And I think that's awesome. What kind of platforms do you guys post with?
We do, you know, your normal Airbnb, booking.com, Vrbo, Google Vacations. We have our own website as well to take direct. There's a few other ones out there that get out more, I would say, nationwide to help kind of pull some of those guests in too. Cool.
And the nice thing about the Google one is you can just type in a property name and it'll automatically pop up and you can book it right from, you know, just that search bar off of Google.
Nice.
Right there.
Yeah. I know if you haven't checked out the website, I just have people coming throughout the summer, people that are saying, oh my gosh, clients maybe that are looking to buy a house. So I've sent your website And I'm like, if you're thinking of Airbnb-ing, and I will say some of the gaming features you guys have featured in the Airbnbs are slick. Some of the movable televisions. To be honest, everything looks elevated to a level that doesn't almost fit Alaska, but yet fits very well. So it's so unique that I just was like, where is it? Like, I had to be like, where is this? I have to Google the site, because a couple people that I sent it to was like, this is Fairbanks. And I go, I know, right? This is so cool. And then you had a couple kind of in the woods locations that were just what I also love. Finished sentence, beautiful. But what I also love is that you had a couple locations, I think, that allowed for pets. Which, of course, I had a couple clients that said, oh my gosh, I have a small dog. Is that going to be a problem? And I said, no, let me send you those locations. So it was just nice because I don't remember, honestly, I think I was working directly off your website, but I could tailor for those that I think it allowed me to pull those specific ones. So that was great just because that has been the number one thing that we're constantly asked. So I feel like you really cater to the audience. Even, you know, I think one of the features I saw on your website was how many sleepers it could hold or had extra beds in there. So,
yeah, we try to make sure that everything in that listing is accurate and true from the moment that someone is even considering booking it. So that way they know, you know, how many guests they're going to have in their party or the head count they're going to have, that, you know, what the sleeping arrangements are going to be, you know, because you could say you could sleep four, but is it
right,
a king bed or two singles, you know, or a bunk bed on top of each other? So we want to make sure everybody understands that. Real quick, circling back to the website, too, if anybody wants to get better pricing than what you see on Google, Airbnb, some of those other sites, come to us directly, go to the website. That way you can get the best deals, and it's also going to be cheaper than some of those other platforms out there also.
Oh, good. Thank you for that.
And the website is www.907vacationrental.com, no S.
Kyle, you brought up the 5-star reviews. Those have to be important. I know the reason my client's selling is for them to get 5-star reviews, they are crazy cleaners. His wife actually cleans their units and spends a lot of time on them. You guys mentioned cleaners. I mean, you guys are pretty fanatic about cleaning. And I know it's not easy in this job market, but
it is. That's honestly, the cleaners are the focal point. You know, it's very hard for a property to gain a 5-star review once a guest has walked in and it's uncleaned. Like, there's very little you could do. You know, a dead battery on the remote lock, maybe the driveway isn't plowed partially or something. But if it's not clean, you're not coming back from that. So that's our biggest deal, is part of one of our things, stipulations for the cleaners. They got to send us videos and pictures after every cleaning. That way we know that it's been done and it's been taken care of professionally.
Wow. Good follow-up.
Yeah.
What is something you kind of look for to set you apart as 907 Rentals?
I think the biggest thing for us is just like the following through, following back, and just following up with everybody on everything. You know, is it from the initial, you know, homeowner or investor reaching out to us, a cleaner having an issue with the property, a guest that trashed a property, anything that is going to, like Melissa and everyone I think has kind of echoed here, has elevated, you know, the business. And then 907 is just making sure that we're always following through with what we said, following back or following up. So
is Fairbanks and North Pole your primary markets? Do you guys ever go out to like Harding Lake or any of the lakes, or go out of town at all?
We actually have a property at Harding Lake, and then we are in Anchorage as well. So, and I kind of want to bring back to what you guys were just talking about with Kyle. We have a great team now too. So I think that has elevated us quite a bit. We have a gal that is our customer relations manager, and she strictly deals with all the messaging that are coming in, everything, wow, you know, from guests, what their needs, what time they're checking in, if they have any issues. So they are you know, if they call in at 2 a.m., they're getting someone, an actual person, to answer the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 24/7. Yeah. And I'm just saying, Melanie's great. So she's awesome. We were doing an outsourced answering call service, and it just seemed like it was very clunky.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like all they would do is answer, put somebody on hold, and then just ring us, you know, all night. And it's like, okay. So then we kind of just took them out, and I feel like the feedback and things have become more streamlined. So we're always trying to innovate and be creative, and, you know, processes that we thought would be, you know, real functional for us, you know, we've kind of, you know, like, ah, that didn't work so well. And now with Melanie answering it, I feel like guests are getting the response they want to, instead of just being put on hold or, hey, we're going to call you back. You know, it wasn't really going anywhere. Even though someone was answering the phone, they weren't getting anything
right
from that.
Yeah, that could be frustrating. That's huge. Okay. Jamie's pointing at me with the correct finger and saying that we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
It's my new intro. Well, all right, so if you're just joining us, we have 907, I want to say vacation rentals. Why do I want to say that? Vacation rentals.
It's rentals. Just the website has no
rent. Rental, it's yeah. They just have one.
Just the one. Yeah. They only rent
yeah,
the one.
They're really
place.
Good at that one rental. How many do you guys have?
I think we're sitting at about 37 right now.
Oh, 37, smokes.
38.
Yeah.
We had a lot more than that when we first started, but we've kind of scaled down a bit on ones that make sense for us to have, for the homeowners. So we are still taking on more properties. We're always looking for new properties every day. Of course, we're looking for that property. We've got anything from dry cabins to five bedroom homes, but we also want to provide a service for people coming to Alaska who have never seen Alaska and they want to see what Alaska's beauty really yeah. looks like. So if you have a property you're thinking about Airbnb and maybe it's on a piece of, you know, water, or it's got a view, or just has something super unique about it, we would love to talk to you about it and take a look at it.
Nice.
Yeah, not only from the standpoint of just like unique, you know, from there, but also, you know, even if you had like a room you wanted to dress up, we currently have one where they made it a Harry Potter theme. And it goes over very well with, you know, family members. So maybe if you're not even on the water, but we can do stuff internally that'll give it a little bit of flair.
Well, I was just going to ask that, Kyle. Have you guys ever taken a house and they're like, we just want to Airbnb it, and then you guys take it and say, you guys just do something with it or help it along or fix it or remodel it?
We'll add, you know, hey, add a little game room here, or add something in here, just a little bit of flair, you know what I mean, just to set it apart. So when someone's scrolling through, it's going to make them stop. If it's either the kid, the wife, the husband, you know, something that just gives them a little bit more than just bedrooms and bathrooms.
We always look at the space and see if there's something we can. I mean, there's a lot of two bedrooms out there, so we don't want to be competing on the same level as other two bedrooms out there. So we look at the space and give ideas to homeowners of things you can do to make yours, you know, stand out compared to everyone else's.
And do you guys ever do anything with like painting or construction or any?
We
changing
have,
light fixtures out or
we have
or suggesting
myself I've done a whole personal remodel that we were going to Airbnb, so we definitely can do that stuff. We haven't necessarily needed to. There's been little repairs and fixes or cosmetic things here and there, but nothing too major.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. I do know that with you guys said 37 rentals. How many are in Anchorage and how many are
we have
out of town?
Two right now in okay. Anchorage. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you looking to expand that area?
Yes.
Or again, just kind of whatever comes your way is kind of looking for that specific property?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. We do, we are looking to expand for sure, but we are looking for that specific property as well.
Okay.
So.
Good to know.
Yeah. And how, so you said, you know, people can reach out. How's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You can call 452-VACAY, okay. And you'll get a hold of Melanie first, and she'll kind of pass it along to myself or Melissa, or they can call Melissa or myself individually on our cell phones. My number is 907-388-0000.
That's like the best cell phone number ever.
I know, lucky ducky.
I asked Kurt the other day, and Kurt gave it to me, and I go, seriously, give me his number. And he goes, that is Kyle's phone number. And I was like, 0000. Who gets that from the cell phone? I was like, oh, my gosh, never get rid of
that. Did you ask for that specifically?
I did, actually. When they were running the batch there here years ago, I said, I just couldn't find one that looked, you know, like I wanted to start a business with. And so she, like, deleted it, rebatched the whole numbers through, and it was, like, sitting there. And I'm like,
Is that real?
I was like, I can have that? She's like, yeah. I was like, done. Right.
There. Yeah, sold. Yeah. That's awesome.
And Melissa, what's your cell phone?
My number is 907-388-2175. You can also email us at info@907vacationrental.com as well, if you prefer to email. And then we do have an area on our website, too, where you can message us there as well.
That's great.
So science says that exposing your property to as many people, you're going to get the highest price, and that's true for sales, for long-term rentals, and for short-term rentals. So if somebody's listening to the show and they want to get more exposure, do most people are just on Vrbo and Airbnb and maybe don't know about other platforms?
I would
that are
say Airbnb is the highest demanding here locally for us in Alaska. I mean, they've done such a great job. We call it Airbnb, but it's STR, right?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the thing also is that this is like 70% of the market here is Airbnb, but a lot of foreign travelers are more comfortable with VRBO, Booking.com.
Interesting.
You know, some of those other ones. So that's why we put it on all these platforms is because we're trying to capture everybody. Since this is a bucket list destination, I know it's kind of funny for us who live here to say that, but a lot of people, you know, when they're coming here, this is the one and only time they're coming. They're seeing the Northern Lights, the midnight sun, you know, they're trying to enjoy it. And so we want to make sure that for all the resources and time and energy and probably years and planning that it is perfect for them. And that's what we're looking for.
You guys are very thoughtful. What are some of the mistakes that you see people trying to do this on their own and not professionally make? Like you walk into a house and, you know, you've talked about linens, maybe are the wrong color, maybe it's not clean enough. What are you guys seeing that, you know, people making mistakes trying to do it on their own?
I want to say the first thing that comes to my mind is pricing. And I think it's hard for a homeowner to gauge where they should be priced at to be competitive. And most people that are doing it on their own want to be up high, right? Because everybody wants to make money. But sometimes that's just not where they should be priced at, depending on the season, depending on, you know, a lot of areas. But I think that's the number one thing. Again, to me as being a female and like to get into design, as you said, the linens, just mismatched linens. It just doesn't look organized. It doesn't, you know, pictures. People will take pictures on their iPhone. That's a no. I mean, they come out dark. They look dull. I know when I'm looking for an Airbnb before I even got into this business, if the pictures are bad, I just keep swiping like it's, you know.
Our office was one of the first ones to use a professional photographer back in the day. But when I got into real estate in 2004, everybody was taking pictures on their phone. And like you said, they're dark, dingy, and pictures, to me, pictures in your remarks and your comments on the property is what sells it. So drives traffic to it. So I'm glad you said that.
Airbnb, that's a game changer. Like, I mean, honestly, when I sent some of the, I mean, I didn't send all of them. I could only send the ones with pets. But I mean, with the pictures you guys had up were incredible. And I think, I mean, just the game room, the features that you guys had, and it's, I think what you all have done is just beyond clean. Like you're saying, it's, you know, you're not just showing a clean bed with clean linen and, oh, it's a place to stay. You're showing some really cool features and designs of, you know, like you can play games in this room. And I think, I want to say you had like a giant tic-tac-toe board, or you had some... Kyle, you had a new one that came out. It was very industrial looking. So it very much looked like super mod, like out of Vegas. I want to say the floors were cement. I could be making this up, but I don't think so. Like, it was just very dark and moody looking, but the pictures were wicked. And so I just was, you know, but I mean, it's a game changer versus... everything's white on white, or I hate to say stuff like this, but everything looks like the pictures were purchased from Fred Meyer,
yeah.
You know? And so, I mean, half the time, I don't know when I'm going to show houses, sometimes I'm like, oh, you got your flooring from Home Depot. Oh, and all your stuff is from Fred Meyer. And, oh, and this is also purchased from Walmart. Cause you know, we have the three box stores and that's where everything seems to go. But like, I see some of your guys' stuff and I'm just like, where have they purchased this? Like, where was this ordered from? Where was this, you know, where did you even get this? I've never seen anything like it.
Wayfair ships to Alaska for free now.
I don't want to hear you. Yeah. I swear.
Well, and like Kyle and I have our personal Airbnbs too, which we're able to do a lot more with because, you know, we're dealing with ourselves and we have our perception of how we want our places to look. But it's a little bit different when you're managing and you have a homeowner that's on a budget or whatnot. So we still do our best to kind of work with that budget and make that property look awesome as much as we can. So
speaking of awesome, you guys offer some concierge options?
We do. Honestly, we could do a lot of stuff. If anybody called us and said, hey, we're coming down for anniversary, what can we have done? We will have plenty of ideas. But couple of things that we have added to our website that are more recent within the last year is, if everyone is aware of Alaska Lizzie, she won on Top Chef, or she was
Master Chef.
Yeah, Master Chef. Yeah. She will. You can book her to come to the Airbnb and cook you a meal. You know, we can have balloons, we can have flowers delivered, we can have cinnamon rolls delivered, which is one of our huge things. Groceries. Say you get in at, you know, 1 a.m. on the 1 a.m. flight and you don't have time to run to a store. We can have groceries brought up for you before you arrive. So we have different.
That is cool.
Different stuff.
Yeah, you can order a package, you know, ahead of time or while you're there, you know, and have it delivered. So, you know, we really try to make sure, you know, if like someone forgets their boots or something like that, like, I order some boots, you know, and they're going to be delivered. So, you know, can the cleaner put it inside the room before I get there, you know? So we'll,
those are nice touches.
Yeah, just little things like that, you know, that we try to make sure that we're, you know, making it accommodating, because we all understand how hard it is to get things here
right.
and get the one thing that you want. And so just making sure that those guests try to, you know, not feel that pain as much as we do.
That's super cool. Lisa and I stayed at a short-term rental off of, I think it was Vashon Island out of Seattle. And they had just, I mean, I think we got these little Manhattan drinks that were there for us. And they just had a little basket of extras there. And I can't remember if I ordered that or if that was an add-on or if it came with it. But those little touches are quite meaningful. And I tell people about it all the time. Have you guys ever seen anything with container houses? Because I say that because we stayed in the, I swear to God, and I'll show you guys the video, the nicest container house. You wouldn't know that's it was a shipping container. I mean, it was done superbly.
I haven't experienced one here yet.
No.
I think one thing, you know, that we have seen or been involved with talks about is the domes, you know, with the domes with the glass, where it's all glass and you can, you know, basically have a panoramic view right. or 360 view, however you want to, you know, describe it. So we've been talks with that also.
Mm-hmm. There is an event coming up on the 7th. You guys want to talk about that?
Yes, the 8th. We are super excited. This will be our third annual Bark in the Park. We are sponsoring Gold Panthers game on July 8th. The game starts at 6:30 p.m. We started, as I said, mentioned, this is our third annual with it, and we started where you can bring your dog to the park with you and watch the game. This year, we're going to change things up a little bit. We want it to grow, obviously, as we keep going. So we're adding additional things there. So this year, we will still have the photo booth. You can come in and take a complimentary picture with your pup. We will also have Positive Vibes Mobile Grooming giving free nail clippings. Super excited about that. We've got a puppy costume contest this year. So we normally will run the dogs on the field right before the game starts and announce their names. Well, we want to see your costumes, and we're going to let the audience judge and pick their favorite. And that's going to start at 6 p.m. sharp. So we do need everybody on the field.
How do people get in, or can they get tickets, or they buy them at the door? Do you guys have them?
Yeah, so if they wanted to reach out to us, there's plenty of tickets around town at Cold Spots, Petco. There's a bunch of the animal, places you can pick up, treats and stuff from that are there. If they wanted to reach out directly, they could call 452-VACAY. They could email us, reach out to us directly, and we'd be able to supply tickets for anybody.
We also, a couple more spots I want to add in. We have them at Jeans Chrysler, Golden Heart, Waste Management, and DW Grill.
Perfect. You guys, thank you so much. You guys are really an asset to the community, what you guys offer. Like Jamie said, it is next level. Keep up the good work.
And thanks for joining us. Stay tuned
for Behind the Mission,
oh my gosh,
the United Way.
Someday.
All right. Take care, you guys.
All right. Thank you.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Last Frontier Media Active production.